We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight.
Fresh off vacation.
He likes to cause trouble.
How do you think he affords all those vacations?
Fresh off vacay.
Stealing people's
damn
wallets.
Damn Joe.
Pickpocket Joe.
Joe, you seem like you a lost and found digger. Digging in people's stuff and lost and found.
Pickpocket Patrick, they call him.
Yeah, you know, you got to pick, sir. See, you know, maybe a little bit elevated of dumpster diving. It's funny. There's like only like two places my wallet could possibly be. Like if I know it's somewhere in my, you know, in my domicile, it's either in the place where I always leave it, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. it's in the pair of pants that I left it, that I wore the day previously. It's hardly anywhere else. If it's anywhere else, I have no idea where it is.
That's what happened.
There's option three for me, because my daughter thinks it's hilarious to steal it and hide it,
uh-huh.
which it is.
Oh.
It is actually, but I have to pretend like it isn't, because, you know, I don't want to encourage it, but it is actually pretty funny. She stole my wife's car keys one time when we were leaving for a road trip.
I remember that.
And hit them in, like, the seat of her little tricycle.
I remember that.
And then she finally walked up to her, and she goes, "Mommy, I know where your keys are." Oh. And then she showed her. My wife was having a meltdown. Like,
yes.
She didn't know. And then she gave her the little smirk, and she goes, "I'm sneaky." I was like,
"Ooh,
oh, no."
That's that time that you have. No. That time you look at you, lucky you damn tooth.
And
lucky
cute.
Dream.
Lucky
you're a troublemaker.
Yeah.
No, there's no question about that. All right, speaking of making trouble, everybody tampers when they're doing free agents signings. Like, everybody does it. But for some reason, the NFL is being super uncool about this. Like, why are they so worried about the Kirk Cousins Falcons tampering situation?
I mean, I think that, you know, they have tended to come down pretty hard and really just investigate teams for the most minuscule of offenses. I think just because they want to set, like, the right kind of, you know, the right precedence about teams not being able to do this stuff. But listen, like in the Falcons case, it's a really interesting one because it's involving an injured player who's signing for a team, or a player that's recovering from an injury. And so to me, it's like, I don't know, if I'm the NFL, I wouldn't necessarily want injured players to not really have, you know, dialogue with teams they're going to sign for based on, you know, on what they're going to do. And let's remember, like, this wasn't even like him reportedly talking to the Falcons staff prior to the, you know, legal tampering period. This is after there's already been a contract agreement in principle verbally before you can actually sign it. So I'm with a lot of people on this one, where I feel like it is like, I know why they're looking into it, which is just because it's the kind of standard state of play that happens with these things. But I can't imagine that this is going to end up like as some severe punishment for the Falcons. There could very well be, you know, a pick taken or a fine, I think is probably the more likely thing, just based on how little we think that there was that took place. But it's certainly something. I don't feel like this is one where the league wouldn't want to set a precedent that you couldn't kind of have some of these discussions, especially in the period that Kirk Cousins was, you know, apparently talking to the Falcons about it. And it's also a weird one where it's like Kirk Cousins apparently was the one who, I think, like, kind of initiated the contact. It wasn't like the team was reaching out. So, yeah, it certainly seems minor, but let's hope so. And by the way, I would not expect anything to happen on this anytime time soon. If there's one thing that we know about the NFL's investigations of these things, that they take a long time. It could even go like a year, honestly.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Joe, do you? I know they got about a little bit under $3 million left. Do you think you see any way or possible that they're going to, you know, restructure some guys, restructure some deals so they can get a little bit more? I'm not saying they're going to go chase because there are really no more big fishes out there, but just some wiggle room for your draft class and maybe somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that this team can open up. That, like, if they really wanted to, they could probably open up, like, $50 million for themselves, probably. Now, that's not probably something you want to do because right. when you open up that kind of money, it has ramifications down the line that you're going to have to pay the price for. But, yeah, certainly I expect this team to do that at a certain point when it becomes necessary. In fact, I would have to think that they will do some of that work prior to the draft so that they can get this draft class signed. And there's many ways they can do that. They can restructure Grady Jarrett. They can restructure Chris Lindstrom. We know they already did it with Jake Matthews last year, but there's lots of different ways that they can restructure guys to open up cap space. So I don't think that is anything that's holding them back necessarily. The only thing that would be pulling them back money-wise is just, you know, in how much of that restructuring that you actually want to do. And I do think that, you know, it's kind of funny because there was all this talk about, oh, well, you don't want to sign Kirk Cousins because he's going to be, you know, so expensive you can't do this stuff. And now I feel like since he's been signed, it's like, oh, it's fine. Like, there's still an unlimited pot of money that this team can spend. It's like, no, it's somewhere in the middle. You know, like, this is like actual dollars that they're paying Kirk Cousins. So they're in a much different financial situation than they have been these past couple years, where their quarterback room was making like $10 million in total.
Right.
So they're not in that situation anymore. But, you know, they just have to be a little bit more picky with how they go about spending their money, because they have a lot more allocated to that position, which they hadn't had to pay as of late.
Joe, you were around him all season and at the end of the season as well. Calais Campbell has a decision to make. I'm sure teams, Falcons included, would like to have him back, but he could also retire if he wants to. He got to the nice 100 sack mark, so he surpassed that big milestone in his career. Do you think Calais Campbell wants to play another year?
It certainly seemed that way to me when we talked to him and at the kind of exit interviews after the team season had ended on that kind of locker clear out day, which actually surprised me. He was more forthcoming about it than I expected him to be. And I kind of thought during the season that he was kind of coming back so he could hit that, you know, ceremonial mark of the 100 sacks. And unfortunately, the season didn't go, I think, how he would have wanted. But after in that conversation that he was having with reporters, I mean, he was talking about the fact, he's like, hey, listen, like, I feel like I can play an elite level. I feel like I was at that level this year. I think he may have even surprised himself with how well he was able to play. He wasn't missing any snaps. In fact, he was kind of one of the guys who was on the field more than anyone on that defensive line, because the Falcons really needed him when they came under some of this injury pressure with guys like Lakeil London, Grady Jarrett going down midseason. They had to rotate him around a little bit. So I would think that he's going to play based on all that. However, I don't think that the Falcons are probably going to be one of his top choices. And it's for the reason that because they changed the defensive coordinator, they changed, you know, the coaching staff, and that means you basically have to, like, re-recruit him, you know, starting at level ground with everybody else. And I think that if you're Calais Campbell, in this situation, you kind of get to dictate the terms of where you go and what kind of situation you put yourself in. And I think one of the things that drove him to wanting to come to Atlanta, and Andy, I remember us talking to him after he signed last year, was that he was excited to actually get to play on the edge, because I think all these teams want to use him in a more interior spot, and it's just not as fun. and it's, certainly it's not a way to get as many sacks if you're a player like him, and that's kind of your goal. So I would not be surprised at all if he just follows Ryan Nielsen to Jacksonville, a place where he's played before. I would have to think that that's kind of the top target. But I do have to say, listening to Raheem Morris speak about him, it sounded to me like he was almost hinting that he was going to retire when he said, like, I'll let him, you know, make that announcement for himself, or whatever it was, the way he phrased it. It just kind of made me think, oh, well, maybe he is considering retirement. And you never know when you have conversations with your family and things like that, how things can change.
Hey, Joe, I'll give you credit, because you're the first video that I saw of this new kickoff rule, even though it was like right after somebody, the people, they're not you. So I'm going to talk to you about this thing. What was your initial reaction, and what do you think? I mean, because we were talking about it earlier. I'm saying, like, your special ball carriers, you might use them in a pinch or something like that in that situation. But what was your thought process about that whole new kickoff thing?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I'm like more for it than against it. I'm with everybody. It looks bizarre. It just feels bizarre because it feels like a totally different play. Right. It kind of is a totally different play, like a setup of a play than we've ever seen in football before. And honestly, when I kind of first saw it, that video that I posted, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it at this point. You know what I thought? I was like, man, you know who would be really good doing this is Bijan Robinson, because I feel like that returner is going to have a lot of chances to really make guys miss in a situation where you couldn't really, when you have guys steamrolling down the field like 60 yards coming at you. It's kind of a different situation as far as the ball carrier goes. But now it's going to kind of set up more like, you know, a more typical kind of football play. It's kind of funny because the way that it looks on the screen almost looks like a rugby scrum or something, like a rugby formation where you see guys kind of across the width of the field. But it certainly seems to me like there's going to be opportunities for teams, whether that's the Falcons or anybody else, to really kind of, you know, take advantage of this situation where, you know, opposing teams won't kind of have a clearly effective tactic on how to deal with it. And I think there's going to be a lot of experimentation that happens across teams. And I'm certain that we're going to see a ton of kickoff returns for touchdowns, because we're just going to see more kickoff returns in general. And I think that just the unknown, the kind of unknown of it all is going to, you know, lead to mistakes from teams. And it should be, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be kind of a game changing moment. Like, I'm sure there will be, you know, touchdown returns that happen that totally swing the course of the way a game is playing out. So, but I think the Falcons have really like set themselves up well for this. And you wonder if, you know, they kind of maybe just had an idea that it was going to happen because you've got the connections with Rich McKay and everything. But to have guys like Rondale Moore, to have guys like Ray McLeod and Avery Williams, already one of the better returners, that you've got a good stable of guys that you can kind of throw at this thing and try to experiment and get the best out of it.
Joe, great stuff. Appreciate as always. JP. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch. Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.